The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now it's Friday afternoon, which means we invite somebody in and ask them to guide us through the soundtrack to their lives. And today is the turn of broadcaster Mary Kennedy. Good afternoon, Mary.
It's very nice to be here, Ray.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you.
Yeah, and coming in and out of the sun.
You're looking splendid in your red dress.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And you have a Fitbit watch.
A Fitbit, yes. Right. I live by it. It's brilliant. Yeah, I always make sure it's charged. Yeah. I like to go running three mornings a week. So that gives you good. You get a good 6,000 steps out of that, you know, and then you only need about 4 to get you past 10, and you get a lovely little vibration on your wrist when you go by the 10.
Dear, yeah. Well done you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well done you. Hey, like it's sort of great that you're in this week, because next week is a big week for you, isn't it?
Yes, I will be celebrating my 65th birthday on next Thursday, 26th of September.
Happy birthday.
Thank
to you,
you
in advance.
Yeah.
And 65, it's arbitrary, but it's not arbitrary in the modern world. Somebody at some stage back in the past decided that was retiring age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is here in RTE. So, yes, I'm obliged to retire. I probably wouldn't choose to retire. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the change. I'm looking forward to different things and new opportunities and lots and lots of things.
So it is that you have to, isn't it? You have to retire.
If you are staff.
Yes.
If you are staff. Yeah.
Because you're still... You look to be still enjoying Nationwide.
I love Nationwide, yeah. I mean, I just said to you there before we came on air, I saw you across the dance floor at the Ploughing.
Yes.
And, I mean, those things, they're just, I just love all of those occasions. We have the Tidy Towns now coming up on Monday week. Tonight's programme will be the Ploughing.
Yes.
Part two of the Ploughing. Yeah, I love them. I mean, I'm a dub, but really I have a great sense of the richness of life outside the pale.
See, I wouldn't put you down as a dub.
Would you not?
No, not at all.
I'm Dundalk and just a
I would have put you, I would have put you down as Leinster, but not a dub.
Yeah, no. And both my parents are from the city, from Dublin 7, in around Hanlon's Corner. You know where the cattle markets used to be?
Yes.
Actual fact, when we were small on a Thursday, we used to go up to visit my granny because the farmers used to bring their cattle up and park in the Phoenix Park, and then they would herd them up the North Circular Road, and it was a thrill every Thursday during the summer to go up and see them.
Right.
They were going into Smithfield.
And the smells
market.
And everything that went with it.
But those smells are lovely. I love country smells.
Yeah,
I'm not mad about silage now, but the fresh country smells I love.
I have to ask you, when is your final Nationwide?
Oh, that hasn't been decided
yet. Hasn't it?
No. Just working away.
And will there be a tribute programme? How long have you been doing it?
Not that long, really. 15 years.
Oh, but that's a good bit now.
Yeah, no,
it's three nights a week.
It's three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah,
and
so that's a lot of
joy. And
of
you know what's lovely is when you go to places and people are appreciative of the fact that there is a programme like Nationwide that kind of turns the spotlight on them and what they're doing and what their struggles are. You know, I mean, because I was on the programme... joined in 2004, so right through
the really difficult years.
When it was lovely to be able to go and, you know, maybe just give a little bit of a G up to people, you know, to feel a little bit confident about themselves.
So it's a big year. You're hitting that landmark age. You're retiring from RT.
As well.
Yes, but you became a grandmother to little Paddy.
Yes, I was hoping you'd get to that.
Yes,
my eldest daughter, Eva, she had her first baby on the 8th of April. His name is Paddy Boland. They're living in Limerick. Well, they will be. They're doing up a house at the moment. And the three of them are off on their first holiday as a family on Inishmore with my sister. And it's like the south of France. They are really
How lucky are they?
Yeah, and you know, the way now, well, they have these cards for everything, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
All right,
there was a photograph of Paddy holding a card saying, my first swim.
Okay, right. So he was not in the Atlantic, was he?
In Kilmurvy. This is the Atlantic, really.
And Tom, your other son, he got married?
He got married 3 weeks ago, to a really lovely woman. She's from Australia, but she's quite settled here, yeah.
You use the word woman there as opposed to girl or lady. Or...
You know, I like the word woman.
I really do,
yes. And
it's stronger, isn't it, than lady or girl?
Well,
or...
it's what we are.
Yes,
we are women. There was my mother used to have a saying, the the title lady should not be given to a woman because of her gender, but because of the way she acts in certain circumstances.
Right.
There you go. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Old as that. Like, no, I like the word woman. I think it's a strong word. It's what we are. And I think sometimes lady is a little bit oldie-worldy. And,
yes. Because we were having that chat last week because the ladies' football final was on because it's the...
I know. Well, that's tradition. I don't mind calling the Dublin ladies' football
would
team.
Would you not?
No.
Right.
Ah, no. That just trips off the tongue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because some people feel strongly about that and want to be women's. Right. Okay. Well, you're here for the soundtrack to your life. So we've established already you were born in 1954.
A long way.
To Pauline and Tom in somewhere in Dublin. Whereabouts?
In the Leinster nursing home. They, as I told you, they were from Dublin 7,
yes,
both of them. And they got married in Ockram Street Church and they moved out to Clondalkin and both their families thought they were absolutely going out to the sticks.
The sticks,
really. It was in 1953 they got married. I don't think the bus went out all the way to Clondalkin. But anyway, I was born in the Leinster nursing home. A lot of people were born in...
nursing homes,
I think it was on Percy Place.
Yeah. And where did they meet? Were they neighbours or just hanging out together?
Well, he went to Brunswick Street and she went to Stanhope Street, so I think they were just part of the same group. But they were, you know, my father was 35 and my mother was 33 when they got married.
Was old then, wasn't it?
It was. Well, you see, it was after the war, you know, and they...
People put things off, did they?
They didn't have the money,
right.
You know, and also there was, a sense of responsibility to your birth family to bring in the few bob, you know.
And who else is in the family? What?
Well, I'm the eldest, and then I have a brother, John, who's 2 years younger than me, and then my sister, Deirdre, is the one who lives on the Aran Islands, and then my brother, Tony, he lives out in Skerries.
Four?
There's four of us, and two boys and two girls.
All still in the country?
Which is nice.
It
really is nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's lovely. We all just love the opportunity to go over and get on the boat and go over to
Inishmore.
Yeah.
What did your parents do?
My father worked in insurance. He worked in New Ireland. My mother worked she was a civil servant. They both left school after their their intercerts, and they got jobs. She worked in the College of Science and she was seed testing. Yeah, so she did that.
Seed testing?
You know, when it was the agriculture, college
science. Seed testing.
Seed testing. She used to go to the spring show and go to the agricultural shows down the country. She loved it. She had lovely stories about going around the country.
And did she have to give that up when she...
Yes, yes.
When she got married or had children?
When she got married. No, when she got married.
When she got married.
Yeah. Now 1953.
I know, but still, I think that happened.
Yeah, which that was the way until the mid-70s, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. What sort of a child?
Mind you, having said that, she wouldn't have had it any other way.
Right.
You know, that's what she wanted. And all of her neighbours on the road were of like mind. I mean, we had about six mammies on the road. We were all reared. And if you weren't kind of found out by your own mother,
you reported on. So what sort of child were you? And it's a difficult question because
I was very serious, very studious.
Right.
I can remember when I was studying for intercert or leaving cert, my bedroom was above the dining room, which is where the television was, and I had a brush handle, and if it was too loud I used to bang on the floor so they'd hear it on the ceiling, and my father used to go, God, she's studying again. So
you were serious. And did you have television in the house?
Not initially, because I was tickled pink by your researcher asking me what were the programmes you used to watch as a child. I said, none, because we didn't have television. I mean, RTE began in 1961, and it was a few years after that before we got...
So you were seven at that stage.
Yeah, but we didn't have a telly straight away.
Right.
But when we did eventually, probably mid-60s, get a television, my aunt and uncle lived next door, and I have three cousins who live next door to us. My mother and her sister had a double wedding and bought these houses side by side. So when each family had a television, it was like having two televisions because it was lovely. We had
the choice
between one house and the other.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, there'd be the Late Late Show on in one house and Match of the Day on in the other.
Aha! And who would go where?
Now, who do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely! Yes! Gorgeous! Very nice, yeah. My dad and my uncle would go down, would go inside, and they would watch Match of the Day, because when they bought the house, they took took down, they kind of made a stile in the back wall between the two houses so you could walk very easily between.
Uh-huh. And then the rest would watch Gay Byrne and the Late Late.
Yeah, the ladies.
Isn't that mad?
Or the women.
And then we've a couple of ones that you would have been watching as a child during the day.
A horse is a horse.
Mr. Ed. A horse, of course, unless, of course, the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Very good.
That was brilliant. That was black and white. It was on a Friday. I remember the way it worked in our house was we would have our tea at about six or we'd go on, and then the television would be wheeled in from the dining room into the kitchen. That was a real treat on a Friday. It was because you didn't have to light a fire in two rooms there.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and we would sit around and watch Mr. Ed.
Or this.
Place to be. That one sounds like a bore. I can remember the pictures.
Land spread out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
You were paying attention. You were paying attention.
But we didn't have a whole lot else.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
And what was it? What did it call them? Rental TVs. I know that in our house, you never owned your own TV.
That's right, TV rentals.
TV rentals.
You're right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, so you paid so much every week. You never actually owned the telly.
Yeah.
But the plus was that the person who was renting it to you was always responsible for it. So
yes,
they can go and fix it.
And if something went wrong, which regularly
happened,
be looking at snow on the screen regularly. And, you know, you'd have to have it tweaked a little bit. Yeah, no, it was not a...
And I don't know if it happened in Clondalkin, but it happened in Kildare. On a Saturday evening, when everybody was pouring baths and making dinners and making cups of tea, there was some sort of power surge or something, which affected the reception on the television. Didn't happen in your place,
I don't have any memory.
The worst about it was the best television was on a Saturday evening, so you usually miss that. Yeah. So you were serious and studious, and did that carry on through secondary school?
Yeah, yeah. I did. But I liked school. I liked studying, and I loved sport. I was played netball and then played. I did athletics as well.
Right,
and that continued into UCD as well. I was on the athletics team.
Aha. What was your distance?
Well, it was sprints. And relays, and then I went on, and when I got older, I did the marathons. I loved we did cross country in the winter as well, but I did two Dublin City marathons, and now I just like to jog, you know. I mean, I know it's not good for your knees, I know all of these things you're told, but, and I tried fast walking for a while, but I really enjoy the buzz
running. People of your age will be still running.
No, well, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope to be. But you wouldn't see many people who are 64 in their 60s running, would you?
No, not many.
No. And you're...
There's one or two, I'd say. One or two of my neighbours I would see, and they'd be around the same age as me. I think if it's been really part of your life for a long time, it's hard to
give it up. Yeah. So when did you decide you wanted to be a teacher?
Well, I think I always felt like that. I liked the teaching. I liked the teachers I had. Went to college, and I suppose it was a good job. I got a scholarship into college. There's no way we would have been able
to afford it.
Yeah. No. So I went to UCD and did French, Irish, and English in first year, and then gave up the English because there were too many people in the class. And I just felt you'd have a better chance of a job with the French and Irish. There were only 12 people in the Honours Irish class. It was.
And where was the push coming from? Was Clondalkin a sort of a working class area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
There wouldn't have been many role models because, as I said, your parents left school at intercert level.
Well, I'd say most of the people on the road, yes, did on St. Bridget's Road, left school, wouldn't have gone to do their leaving cert. I think definitely my parents wanted us all to have an education. I mean, we do know we do know that education is key to. Getting out of a poverty trap.
Yes.
And I mean, I've travelled a lot in the developing world, and you can see that it might have been like this in Ireland, say, 200 years ago. My mother was absolutely so dedicated that she took Irish language classes in Clondalkin. Gaelin were running them so that she could help us with our homework. Right. Now, I was delighted to have the help. My brother and my three male cousins next door, they ran rings around her. They definitely did. But she persevered.
But that's the answer to my question. And the push was coming from your mum.
My mother, I would say, more than my father. My father was very easygoing. just didn't, you know, very laid back.
Right.
In fact, the funny thing about my father, because I was asked about a sound, and one of the sounds that I really loved during the summer was the lawnmower, and it was, you know, the push lawnmower.
Yes, yeah.
Out in the back garden.
Unfortunately, didn't get that now.
Oh, did you not?
No.
It probably doesn't have it on the archive.
But you can still talk about it. I think people know what.
Yeah. Okay, yes. And if my father, what he used to do on a Saturday was he'd get up and he'd bring my mother her breakfast in bed. This would be in the summer. And then he would go off and he'd get all of us our breakfast, and then he'd go out and he'd cut the grass. And my uncle next door, who was also called Tom, but they both called each other Jack, and he knew. Right. He'd say, "Oh, Jack, you're cutting the grass." "Oh, yeah." He says, "Would there be any racing on in the Curra?" "I don't know. No, I must check." And this was his modus operandi. He would do all the chores. He would curry the favour. And then he'd say, "You know, there's a bit of racing on the Curra." And he had cousins in Kilcullen.
Right.
So he'd meet up with them and he'd go to the Curra.
God,
it was lovely.
Well, I think he wouldn't be the only man who ever did something like that now. I think that's common practice, isn't it?
Skip out the gate.
Common practice. The brilliant thing, of course, about the rugby this weekend is that it's on 8:45.
You can
get up and do all that, and everyone else can stay in bed if they don't. If they're not interested. It's not going to impinge on anybody's day, really,
no,
is it?
True, yeah, that's true.
So UCD, and then secondary school teaching.
Yes, Irish and French.
Irish
and French. Right. I went away after I qualified. I went to Brittany for a year and taught English in the French department to, you know, students that were trying to. It was spoken English, and then came back. And actually, when I was away, my father died suddenly. He was playing golf on a Saturday morning, and I was off with my flatmate, who was actually from Scotland. We were going off to Spain. It was Easter. On holidays, and I just got the call to come home.
So you were in your early 20s,
right? I was 77, so I was 22, going on 23.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was awful. That was terrible.
What age was he then?
He was 59.
God, that's very young,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it wouldn't, I don't think would die now because they would have a defibrillator. But yeah, I mean, that was 19.
And he may have gone for a check, and he may have been on preventative medicine and all that.
I mean, he smoked, you know.
So teaching then French, and I was reading an interview you did, and that you had a lovely French term for happy in your skin.
Bien dans sa peau.
See there.
Bien dans sa peau.
That's it. And you're happy in your skin.
Absolutely.
Happy in your skin.
Yes. And I think, you know something, Ray? I think as you get older, you get more bien dans sa peau.
Yes.
Because you just get to a stage of contentment and of valuing life and people. And, you know, there are so many people that I know who have not got good health, or friends who might have died, and you just relish what life has.
Yeah. And you don't sweat over the small things like you would have.
No, definitely not.
And that's why they say that, you know, youth is wasted. What is it?
Youth is wasted on the young.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, exactly. Mm. If I could have been this happy in my skin and comfortable in my skin back in my 20s.
Yeah, when you're just building and you're, you know, kind of anxious about your children and will they be okay. And I can remember when Eva, my eldest, transferred from Montessori school to primary school. She was in first class, and I was afraid because all the others had started 2 years earlier that she'd have no friends. And I can remember going down, driving to the churchyard, which was beside the schoolyard, and spying on her at lunchtime to see,
right.
See why had she anybody to talk to. And I remember I did it one day, and she was walking around the schoolyard on her own eating an apple. I said, "Oh my God, she has no friends." But that's all long past.
Yeah. So did you tell her that story?
I did, yeah. But when she came home that day, I said, "How'd you get on school?" Grand. But, you know, say, "Were you playing with anyone?" No. She's just cementing my fears.
She survived. She got through it.
She's the one with the little baby now.
I want to talk to you about the sing songs in the house. And other stuff as well. But we have to take a quick commercial break. We're talking to Mary Kennedy.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Or 51551, we're talking to Mary Kennedy about the soundtrack to her life. Love Mary Kennedy and nationwide best wishes to her. Lovely lady, says Donal. And really sorry to hear that Mary is retiring. We'll miss her on our TV screens. Can you ask her if she has any plans to write another book? I've really enjoyed all her others. Bridge and Rada.
Well, I haven't ruled it out. Yeah, I mean, it's only a year since the it's not even a year since the last one came out. I've written five, and I do like writing. So yes, I would like that would be the case.
And of course, you would be able to write about retirement then,
and being a grandmother.
Being a grandmother, yes. These are like more and more of us are going to be retired, you know, because that's the way the population is going and demographics are going. Advice I got when I retired: do something totally different to what you did in your working life. Each year do something new. I'll pass it on to Mary. So there you go, there's somebody offering advice unsolicited. Happy birthday to Mary from all your friends in Kilkenny. Mary's a wonderful person, great personality, a people's person. She is also a woman of faith. Tom says, don't retire, the country needs you.
Well, I think retirement is a strange word. I'm you know, finishing up as an employee, but you know, there's like the world is a big place. There's lots of nice things out there. There's lots of opportunity. I'm not going to be sitting.
You won't be precluded
pulling my beads.
But you won't be precluded from doing, say, if somebody wanted you to do a documentary on religion or on loneliness or retirement. Yes. You wouldn't preclude. You could still do that.
No.
Yeah. Best luck to Mary. If she leaves nationwide, she will be sorely missed. I think I did that. Happy 65th birthday to Mary. Mary is very good at her job, says Deirdre, and just enjoying your interview, Mary Kennedy, whom I think is great. I was born in Leinster Nursing Home in 1943. Says that person. Yeah. I've watched Nationwide for decades, and I can say that Mary Kennedy certainly brought her own style to it when she came along. Good luck to her in anything she turns her hand to, says Frank. And my mum, Dolly, always said education is never a burden to carry, says Anne-Marie. Mm-hmm. So there. Well, so the singing in the house, this was a song that was popular in the Kennedy household.
For a very good reason, actually. Well, I have to say, the tradition of sing songs now goes back to my parents' generation. There were always sing songs in the house, and everybody had either said a poem or had a song, and you'd have, you know, and you'd hear the same song from the same person year in, year out. My father used to love Frankie and Johnny, and my mother and her sisters, they would sing songs like Kevin Barry, and you know.
Do you want a blast of those two just to remember your parents?
Yeah, that'd be nice if you have them.
Yeah, then. Frankie and Johnny. It was Lonnie Donegan, and we have a more modern version. He does it with Van Morrison.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Lordy, how that good love brought up the truth to each other. Yes, the truest kind of love. He was a man. Wouldn't do no wrong.
Yeah, that was great.
You can hold a note yourself.
Sometimes, not always.
What's your song when you're asked to do a turn?
Myself and my sister Deirdre, she's got a beautiful voice. She's actually got a CD coming out.
Right.
But we do she does the very nice part of it, of Danny Boy.
All right.
Love it.
So that was your dad, Frankie and Johnny.
Yes.
And your ma, this is not your ma, this is the Wolf Tones, but Kevin Barry.
Mount Joy Jail, one Monday morning, high upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty.
And was it the kitchen or the sitting room or the...
Oh, it would be the sitting room, No, this would be when there would be visitors, you know, maybe around Christmas.
And everyone would sit around.
Sandwiches and cakes and apple tarts and everything. And then the two fires would be lit in the sitting room and the dining room, and they'd have the sing songs.
Right.
Yeah.
You were asking me a question about that.
Hadn't he got Kildare connections, Kevin Barry? He was a medical student, do you remember?
I should know, but I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Miss. I didn't do my homework. Didn't do my revision.
On to the next generation then, and we continue the tradition of sing songs, definitely.
Like,
and
your
the boxer
children
would
sing.
Be. They're actually quite shy. Well, I have my nephew, Dermot Kennedy, now, who's a
pretty... your nephew?
Yes, he is. He's my brother's son.
Go on!
Yes.
I thought that. I'd
he kind of carries the baton for everybody,
my
really.
Word.
Actually, he sang at Tom and Shona's wedding 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we do have a tradition of sing songs, and Edelweiss and the Boxer, yes, would be up there with them. With the best of them.
Can I play a bit of that? Because that is the favourite song in our house at the moment. You can tell them that. I put out a public plea to him to come in and sing for us, but he obviously wasn't listening that day.
He was on the late last Friday.
Yes, yeah, I know. I saw him. He's great. He's just a huge talent. So he is your...
My brother's son.
Your nephew.
Yeah. And my daughter Lucy is his photographer. And, you know, there's only 6 months between them.
Right.
And they were best pals growing up. And she tours with him and takes all the photos and everything. So it's really nice.
Don't tell me this is all for nothing.
I've numbered.
I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything.
And I love that.
He's got a CD coming out the 4th of October. And the tour starts next week, actually.
Well, when you're talking to him, tell him we think he's absolutely brilliant in the Darcy household. Kate, Jenny,
and
myself.
Cool. That's brilliant.
It's one of those songs when it comes on in the car, we all sing along to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Power
Over Me was good as well. Power Over
of Me.
Well,
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. And Glory and all of those, all of those. Yeah, we're huge fans. That's mad. I didn't know that. There you go. There's a news line. Maybe everyone knew that Mary Kennedy was Dermot Kennedy's auntie.
Somebody asked about sing songs.
No, there you go. There you go. Listen, that's it. We've.
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. And listen, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And whatever you choose to do after you leave here after 41 years, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Ray. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the next chapter, as they say.
Mary Kennedy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray.